Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So we call this motivation by humiliation, and we got smart about it because we did this a couple of different times. And then when listeners didn't meet their goal dates, we just never heard from them again.
Mm-hmm.
Weird how that happens, right? So the last time we did motivation by humiliation a couple of months ago, we said, look, if you really want to lose weight and you want motivation, you have to give us in possession the thing that you are going to lose if you don't make the cut. I think one dude gave us like the deed to his van or something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We had a
he made it too.
He made it, and then Wendy gave us the flag from her deceased.
Our listener Wendy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yes, listener Wendy gave us the flag from her deceased husband.
That's right.
From his funeral.
We debated that a long time if we even wanted to get involved in that.
Yeah, so that's the one we stressed out about and we worried about. But she made it, and she was able to get her flag back.
And this was Trisha calling in.
I want to lose 55 to 60 pounds, and I'm going to go with, I'm willing to give you my wedding ring. I've been married 27 years.
Oh.
And my husband worked through 2 weeks, work and one vacation, 2 weeks, and worked straight through his two vacation weeks to pay for the ring. So it's very, very important to me. But I'm willing to do that for the challenge.
Wow.
Yes, it means
big.
A lot.
That's risky.
Big.
That's really risky.
It is, but I want to do it. I need to do it for my health and for my family.
I didn't worry about this one. You know, like if we talked about the ones.
So much time, too.
She had the longest amount of time.
Right. And it was such a valuable commodity that we were like, we got this. Let's do it, you know? So her goal was to lose 55 pounds by November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not quite there yet.
So that's Sunday.
So there might be some wiggle room.
Exactly.
I just don't know the total.
Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, no.
Not good news.
Oh, it's not.
What? No. It's not good news.
Is it close?
I've lost 38 pounds.
That's great.
That's good.
And I actually was wanting, I put my target at 50. And I'm not quite there yet.
So 12 pounds by Sunday.
12 pounds by, that's not safe.
Master cleanse.
Did we say November 1st, or maybe we said the end of November, maybe?
Well, it was November 1st was the date.
I was hoping it was the end of November, but I wrote it down in a journal, and it was November 1st. So
12 pounds by Monday, or... You okay, Jen? Poor little thing.
She's upset.
She came in here with a cold today. We all sort of like fighting this thing off. All right, so 12 pounds by the first. That's probably not going to happen.
No.
And we still have the ring in our possession.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. We have it in a...
What happened?
Safe deposit box.
I mean, this was so important to you and all.
Yes, it is. It's very important. I didn't realize at the time that my husband was as much against it as he is. He felt that I could have done it without making the sacrifice of the ring. That caused stress on the marriage, and then he lost his job. It's just been a downhill thing with me. But I've kept going, and then, I don't know, it's just a lot of stress. But I haven't given up. I'm losing every week. I've lost something. There was 1 week I think I gained 4 ounces, and then I went to my Weight Watchers class Tuesday. I lost another 4 pounds and 4 more ounces, the 4 ounces that I've gained, I lost that. So I'm not giving up. Either way, I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach the goal. I just had emailed Tracy and asked if there was any way I could try to get like an extension a little bit longer due. And I've had the flu. I can't seem to get rid of it. So that stopped me from being able to go out to the gym as much. And everything just became very stressful. Everything it was just a domino effect. Life just got harder and harder. And with the stress, I was unable to give myself more and more time that I needed to try to reach the goal.
Well, now, Tricia, I mean, this kind of goes on to the idea about it being a lifestyle more than a diet, because it just shows that there's always something that goes on, and that weight loss is such a huge obstacle. Have you changed, like, what in this year? Because obviously you've been successful. I mean, losing as much weight as you've lost, that 38 pounds is a lot. So, I mean, what have you changed specifically, you know, to that consistently that you will continue to do even after, you know, whatever goal is reached?
The exercising, and just I've changed all my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Weight Watchers now, so I've changed all my eating habits completely. And just motivation, I've just tried to motivate myself to keep trying. And like I said, I have to, when I do fall back, I do have to pick myself back up and start over and build myself back up again. But that's been the life change as far as just my eating habits. A lot of times before the diet, I was not ever eating breakfast. I never ate breakfast, and I found out that wasn't good within itself, that I should eat something. And so I started trying to do that, and I had to change a lot of my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys need to help us with this. 404-741-Q100. Here's my knee-jerk reaction. I've got two knee-jerk reactions.
Mm-hmm. One knee a little better than the other, but...
What's that?
I said one knee a little better than the other.
In this case, they're both equally jacked up. From a programming standpoint, from a strictly radio station segment standpoint, if we give in, it's the last time we can ever do this segment.
Right.
Because people won't take us seriously.
Right.
The problem here is that it has worked so successfully with others that when they really want to lose weight, they've lost the weight because they know that we're going to take away their van. We're going to take away their stars and stripes. So it's been very, very effective. If in this case we don't take the wedding ring, we can never do this again, because we'll have no credibility. People don't lose weight. They're really not motivated.
Right.
And the humanitarian in me is saying, come on, man, give her some more time.
Maybe it's really, the end of November.
But once you do that, it's the end of the segment.
But I think the fact that she has lost 38 of the
50.
The only problem is if there's like with the holidays, like I'm trying to think of the other. And this comes across as a negative word, but I don't mean it in a negative way. I'm trying to think of the other excuses that you can come up with. Like, you say you battle the flu and the stress and everything. So if we did extend it, I mean, we're looking at 10 months. So if we extend it one more month to the end of November.
But I don't think we can do that.
Well, and here, see, so we started this when?
Well,
10 months ago is when we started it?
At the beginning of the year sometime, yeah.
January.
See, like you're always going to have stresses.
Right.
You know, so that doesn't feel like a viable excuse to me. You're gonna get colds. You had 10 months to lose that weight, you know.
So we take the ring and the engagement ring, and we can do whatever we want to with it, correct? Because the only loophole I can find, the humanitarian loophole that I can find, is that we take it, but we give it to our husband.
Yeah.
No, it's
a loophole.
It's still
just saying.
Yeah, but then it's the same thing that Bird says. The thing's killed. I got one of them cash for gold envelopes on my desk.
Oh, no. I know I missed a lot of it with my coughing fit in the hallway, but...
She's had 10 months to lose all this weight. She did lose... 38 pounds. She needed to lose...
Which is a total win.
She needed to lose 38 pounds.
But her goal was 50.
It's hard to do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm impressed that she stuck with it that far. I say we give her through the end of the year.
The end of the year?
Yeah.
I say end of November.
It was a New Year's resolution. I say we give her through the end of the year.
Melissa.
Going into 2010, it's a different story. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, I stick with, you know, the only thing I can think of is what I said. Because I think that if we extend the deadline, we lose our credibility. We can't ever say, oh, well, you know, we can do this again and say we're going to stick to it. Because I think this just shows the problem with dieting. It just shows the problem that everybody struggles with. I think this is Trish is a realistic... case where it is just a struggle to keep weight off if you're not in a certain lifestyle. But I'm also curious what Wendy and the guy and Bird Show listener Wendy and the owner of the van. I apologize, I forgot his name, but and their feeling on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Here is Trisha's niece, Janet. Hey, Janet.
Hey.
Hey, you're calling to say keep the ring, right? Don't give it back
no,
to you. I'm just
no,
kidding.
I am not calling to say keep the ring. I'm going to tell you right now, there is not a woman in the world who loves, adores, and worships her husband more than my Aunt Trisha does. And Trisha's my aunt by marriage. And she loves my uncle unconditionally. They have been through so many struggles through life. They have just been... y'all can't keep the rings. I'll make a deal with you to win the rings back from you. Whatever. Y'all can't take her rings. I will do what I have to do. Y'all make some kind of bet, some kind of deal with me to get her rings back, because I can't sit back and watch that happen.
Well, you need to lose 50 pounds.
If I lose 50 pounds, there won't be much of me left. I mean, seriously, 38 pounds, that is a feat within itself for anybody.
I agree.
That mm-hmm. is impressive for sure.
And I'm telling you, you couldn't find a more awesome, better person than the one that you're talking to and that you made this deal with. And I know that she has tried with every ounce of her heart and soul to do this, because I know what kind of person she is.
I mean, what do you say to that?
I mean, there's no, yeah, and I appreciate that.
Probably
and,
not even her niece.
You know, it just makes me wonder about this whole concept of doing this, because we will always have someone who doesn't make a goal and always have reasons, and it will always be gut-wrenching, and they will always, you know, make the effort, so...
Basically, what we're saying is if we give the ring back, we'll all agree that we're not doing this segment ever
again. We can't
do
it anymore, yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to mm-hmm. do. Hey, Rosie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to call in because I have an idea, a way that she could earn the ring back, but it might be a more fair way to keep doing the program.
Okay.
My idea is go ahead and give her an extension through the end of the year, but instead of just saying you have to lose 50 pounds, up it to 60, because originally when she called in, she said she wanted to lose 55 to 60.
You just renegotiate the deal?
Well, then, yeah, but I don't know if that's healthy to lose that much weight that fast.
Yeah, and then what do we do in 30 days when she hasn't lost that? We play the game again.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, if we extend it, we potentially could be just doing the same thing over and over and over again.
I know how it's a win-win.
Jeff has got it.
Yeah.
Here
all
he
right.
comes. I saw the light bulb go off.
Here's what we got to do.
The angels are all around you.
This is going to take care of our listener. What's her name?
We'll find out.
Trisha.
Trisha is going to take care of Trisha and her weepy niece and...
Oh, come on.
And
her niece has got her back.
And allow us to do it again.
Okay.
Whatever we do, we come up with a way for her to get the ring back, lose 5 more pounds, or give it to her tomorrow, or whatever. She's got the ring back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do it again next year. But we don't hold the property. We hold it. We'll still lock it in the same safe deposit box that it's locked in right now. But we come up with a panel of people who are the ones who make the decision on whether or not it gets returned.
But still, then there's wiggle room. Then
no
you're
wiggle room.
Then you're doing the motivation humiliation, but you're still saying in the back of your mind, well, even if I don't make it, I can still go in front of the panel.
So it's not our decision though. Like the panel could just pick three random people, and then they could be hard asses. They could go, yep, we're not giving it back, and there's nothing we can do, and we'll sign a document. Well, signed documents mean
business.
And we'll have it notarized.
Ooh, that stamp means so much more.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just trying to spray these lawns.
Trying to what?
Trying to spray the lawns. I'm a turf specialist, so okay. I'm spraying lawns this morning.
Okay. I thought that was slang for something, but you literally are spraying lawns.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pre-emergence is the big thing.
All right, what's your take?
Actually, I told the young lady that I didn't want to get on the air, but
hey.
I lost 100 pounds in 10 months, and I didn't put anything on the line. So when you put something on the line, especially something like a wedding ring, that should already give you the incentive to lose what you're supposed to lose. So I'm saying it's very possible to lose 50 pounds in 10 months.
Well, so if you were on this panel, you'd say keep the ring.
No, I can't say that because I'm a humanitarian like you guys. So I don't know. That the lady that called a minute ago with the idea, I mean, that's possible. Add something on. Give her a little bit more of a chance.
I do think it's harder for men to understand because it is easier for men to lose weight. I mean, physically, mm-hmm. like even doctors will tell you that. Like men can shed the pounds really, really quickly. And my new favorite show is Dr. Oz. And he was talking about it last week, how women have like a certain percentage more body fat than mm-hmm. men do. Just period. We just mm-hmm. do. And he was explaining it, and that's why we have to pee more often, because there's more weight sitting on our bladders than there is for men. Mm. But I really do think that our bodies are very different. So
great.
I have more compassion for Trish.
Trisha. I would also say this, like if you only lost 12 pounds, then I wouldn't feel bad about keeping the ring. But you've lost 38. That's an impressive number. You must have busted your butt in some ways to get to that weight loss, because that's really impressive.
Okay. And it could have been probably easily 40 if you just sweat a whole bunch and got rid of some of the water weight, be 40 pounds. So you're really 10 pounds off.
I don't want to extend it anymore. If we're going to give the ring back, just give the ring back.
And
just let's not renegotiate or extend it or whatever. We just have to redefine how we do it next time.
Is that what we're all agreeing on?
Yeah, I want to give the ring back or an extension or something.
It's a stupid radio segment. We've got plenty of material. So what? If we never do it again, we never do it again.
Right.
But at least you lost 38 pounds.
You lost 38 pounds.
That's fantastic.
But I would like to follow up and see if she can do the 50 by the end of the year. I mean, Trisha, do you want to keep going?
Yes, I'm going
to
keep going.
What if we use like one of our new plastic butter knives and pry a couple of the stones out of there to give the ring back, but we keep some of the stones?
Trisha, if you want your ring back, go ahead. I mean, you lost 38 pounds. You didn't reach the goal, but there's no way in good conscience we can keep that ring. So come get your ring. And you did great. 38 pounds is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Don't feel bad about it. You
lost
38
pounds. You did not fail.
Okay. You lost 38 pounds.
And Bert, Jeff, that was my niece. I do have a niece named Janet on my husband's side of the family.
Oh, yeah, you can't muster up that kind of crying.
If you're not related, no.
Right. All right, so I'll put you on hold, and we'll get the ring back in your hands, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
Sure. I mean, and we sacrifice a segment, big deal.
I mean, our bark's worse than our bite.
Yeah, right.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.